Welcome. Today, we're discussing an interesting content about comparing salmon from Costco, Whole Foods, and Trader Joe's for sashimi.
Ooh, sounds delicious. So which store reigns supreme in the salmon showdown?
Well, June, the sushi man, put them to the test. He grabbed farm-raised Atlantic salmon from each store, all from Norway, interestingly enough.
Farm-raised? Is that okay for sushi?
Absolutely. In fact, June recommends farm-raised for raw consumption. He even has a whole video about preparing Costco salmon for sushi.
Got it. So, what were the price points?
Costco and Trader Joe's were tied at $11.99 a pound, while Whole Foods clocked in at $15.99.
A noticeable difference. Did the higher price translate to higher quality?
That's what we're here to find out. June did a smell test, checked the meat for miwad, which is when the fish breaks apart, and then cured each fillet with salt for 20 to 25 minutes.
A classic salt cure. I'm on the edge of my seat. Who won the taste test?
It was a close call. All three were remarkably similar in taste and texture. Buttery, smooth, not fishy at all. He even tried them plain, with soy sauce and with wasabi.
Oh man, that's making me hungry. So, no clear winner?
Well, he gave a slight edge to Costco. He felt it had a tad more umami, that savory richness. Plus, the lower price point sealed the deal.
Costco takes the crown, but he did mention all three were good options, right?
Exactly. He emphasized that each store can vary, so it's important to know what to look for and trust your instincts. Oh, and he also plugged his revamped website, thesushi.com. Lots of recipes, articles, and personal stories.
I'll definitely check that out. So the final verdict, Costco for the win. But no shame in choosing Trader Joe's or even Whole Foods, if you're feeling fancy.
Precisely. Thanks for joining us on this salmon journey. Until next time, happy sashimiing.
Goodbye.